following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. Hey, I'm so glad you're joining us this morning. I'm your co-host, Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, joined in the studio today by Craig Lontana, of course, running the studio for us, and one of my colleagues on the Money Makeover team, Jamie Keys. Jamie is a chartered financial consultant and subspecialist, there we go, in insurance and healthcare plans and all of that stuff, and we're always happy to get his expertise on some of those issues. And by the way, I know some of you may be dealing with those very things right now, because this is the time of the year for enrolling in a lot of different benefits plans. Morning, Jamie.
Morning, Tony. Maybe we should set up our own debate this morning.
Okay.
You can be Hillary and I'll be Bernie. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me put on my Hillary voice, and I am not going to talk about... Okay.
And right. Your emails are okay.
Yeah, I'm tired of this email. All right. So... Yes. So we're much less combative here on the program. yes, indeedy.
But one of the topics we want to talk about this morning is flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts, what the differences are and why this is a good time of year to start thinking about some of those things. Mm-hmm. You need to think about them in different ways, but they are important issues. And as a matter of fact, my wife had asked me about the flexible spending accounts regarding our flexible spending account and what we should be doing there. So I know that's a topic we need to cover this time of year as we approach the end of the year.
Well, you know, there have been so many changes in how things work. What can you really sign up for, especially on the health savings account side too.
Yep.
And I don't know that anything different has substantially happen with the flexible savings accounts, but most of those that if they've been in place at your place of employment, they're probably still there, and they can be a really terrific way to save some money on stuff that you get done with the doctor, the eyeglass, dentist, you name it, all the copays, all those different kinds of things, deductibles. A lot of these kinds of things for different types of services are a good deal if you can use the Flex account. We're going to let Jamie explain a little bit more when we come back from the break how those work.
Yeah, another topic we want to talk about this morning is here in Central Texas, one of the issues that comes up quite a bit is succession planning for farmers and ranchers.
We might have a few of those around
this neck
of the woods.
Yeah, there's a few in Central Texas.
Yeah.
And it's a critical issue for the communities involved as well as the families and the farms and ranches that are reaching that time. Because what's happening is with a lot of the country, farming and ranching communities are finding that the farmers and ranchers are getting up in age.
Well, I was reading some rather interesting statistics in this article you brought, Jamie, and it didn't surprise me to see that most of the farmers and ranchers are in their 50s at least. So,
yeah.
And most of them haven't done any planning.
Have not done any planning. What's going to happen?
Yeah. So again, you know, a lot of times, and so many of us have kids that we know are never going to take any interest in going out there and busting their tails trying to, you know, raise cattle or different crops or something. And it's just doggone hard work. And unless you're really into that or your kids are really into doing that, you know what? You need to be listening up so we can at least discuss this a little bit on the air and give you some thoughts as to what your course of action might be, right?
And, of course, we always want to talk about the things that you're interested in. And by doing that, you can give us a call because we are coming up on a break. You can give us a call at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. That's a number to call us here on the station, and you will not have your voice on the air if you call us during the break.
Also, I had a couple of questions, as a matter of fact, about 401k and 403b type plan limits. How much can you put in this year? Because you might still be able to tweak stuff with your payroll and get more in if you've got a little bit more room to go. So I'm going to talk to you about that, let you know what the latest and greatest is. And for those of you who are small business owners, have the rules changed any for you? We'll talk about that too. So give us a call in the meantime. Glad to help you out here on the Money Makeover Show. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go?
St. Joseph Family Medicine in Brenham has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment today. Call 979-830-5584 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Dr. Tara Johnson at Signature Hearing and Balance has been treating pediatric and adult patients for over 20 years with full-service hearing and balance evaluation. Ask about the next generation of hearing aids, their 30-day trial period, and on-site service on all major hearing aid brands, plus vertigo treatments to improve your balance. Signature Hearing and Balance is located at 1905 South Market in Brenham, at St. Mark's Place in LaGrange, and at 208 East Highway 90A in Richmond. Make an appointment by calling Signature Hearing and Balance at 979-250-1255.
Tired of paying for childcare days that you don't use? Now Time Well Spent is offering FlexCare. Purchase childcare by the day and use them whenever you need them. FlexCare is sold in 5-day increments per child. Use them all at once or one day at a time. Each FlexCare purchase is good for 1 year and can be used for holidays, school breaks, emergencies, and even for your visiting grandchildren. Time Well Spent is now accepting all ages full-time or on FlexCare. Find out more by calling 836-0505 or stop by at 900 East Bluebell Road. Time Well Spent is there when you need them.
Are you looking for that perfect engagement ring for the perfect woman in your life? Show her you love and appreciate her for all that she does with that burgundy box from J.H. Bosky Jewelers. We carry a large selection of stunning 14-carat, 18-carat, and platinum jewelry for every girl's taste. She picked you knowing you were special. Now it's time to show her she is special too. Remember, you are buying her a piece of jewelry she will have for a lifetime. Let us help you get it right the first time. From designer lines to the traditional design engagement rings, we are sure to have the ring that fits her perfectly. J.H. Bosky Jewelers offers so much more than just your one-time purchase. We want you to pick the diamond that is set in her ring. When you are buying from us, we sit down with you and show you several loose stones at no cost to you. Along with the purchase of your ring, we offer the first fitting at no charge, we offer free cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase, and we also warranty against stone loss on any item that is cleaned and checked once every 6 months. Come by J.H. Bosky Jewelers at 527 Highway 290 West between Holiday Inn and Applebee's for that perfect engagement ring that will take her breath away.
Swim all year round at the City Bell Aquatic Center. Fall hours are Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Looking for a unique site for a party? Give the Blue Bell Aquatic Center a call. The Aquatic Center is a great place to hold special events and private parties. Find out about all the activities available in Brenham online at cityofbrenham.org/parks and then come out and have a flip-flop fantastic time. The Blue Bell Aquatic Center, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Offices in Central Texas, downtown Brenham. Right across from the courthouse on Main Street. Also, another office in Houston, about a mile and a half or so from the Galleria area. Just far enough away to get you away from the bulk of the traffic there. Got you covered either way. And, of course, we are licensed as financial planners and advisors in 17 states. So glad to have you along for whatever, if you want to come by and see us and do the free review, take advantage of that now. It's a great time to do it. And especially those of you who are in the middle of enrolling in healthcare plans, flexible spending accounts, on and on and on, insurances, 401ks, 403bs, all those different things at your workplace. Glad to give you help in what kinds of things, how do you decide what kinds of things you might want to have. A lot of you have questions about the disability coverage that you might have access to at your workplace. Again, we're there for you. Schedule that free review. Let me give you our office phone number so you can call directly, talk to Sharon, set something up, and then you can bring your stuff that you're looking at there at work, from work, and we'll take a look at it and help you figure out some options for you. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
You know, we're here in almost in the middle of October, and tomorrow will be October 15th, and those of us with long memories can remember that, you know, sometimes October isn't a good month for the markets.
Yes.
There has been some history there. But today, the markets are kind of flat.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, they're slightly up, but not moving around a lot. And, you know, we still have earnings being announced from companies here in the U.S. And most of it hasn't been fabulous, but it hasn't been bad, unless you're looking at one huge sector of the economy. And Jamie and I were just talking about this during the break. Big sector of the economy, all across the economy, but certainly here in Texas, and that's oil and gas.
Yeah, there was an interesting article today that came out regarding the state of Texas and revenue shortfall. And the revenue shortfall has to do with the price of oil and gas. The reason being that, you know, gasoline is about half of what it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so the expectation for the state of Texas was that, you know, one of the biggest revenue generators is the sale of gasoline. Well, if the price of gas has been down now for an extended period of time, about half of what it was, the expected revenue shortfall on that side is over $4 billion. And then you say, well, what effect is that going to have? Well, the revenue that's generated from the sale of gasoline, those taxes that you pay when you buy your gas, goes to fund the construction and repair of all of our roads and highways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So lots of different ways that figure that Jamie just talked about is impacting the state of Texas, because it's not just that, you know, the state of Texas gets chunks out of the oil companies and gas companies themselves, and, you know, for different things. So again, we're getting the crunch here, where we've had such a great ride up until the last year or so.
Just a heads up to keep your eyes open as to what might happen because of what's happening in the oil and gas industry, is how that's going to affect the state of Texas itself, government-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, again, when we're riding high, we're riding high here. And when we're riding not quite so high, it can get a little bit painful. Fortunately, we have diversified, I think, quite a bit more in our economic base, different types of industries in Texas. So it's not like we all go down the tubes at the same time. But, again, you know, if you're looking at your portfolio, if you're looking at what you're making in your 401k and IRA and brokerage accounts, if you have those, hey, you know what? A lot of what's been happening and the reason why a lot of things are down, especially some mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, MLPs, the pipeline types of ventures, those things have been hit because of what's been happening in that industry. So are they ever going to come back? Well, we all have been through this before with oil and gas, but it's a big chunk of the economy not just in Texas. So,
oh, absolutely.
Just kind of look at things when you look at them and figure out where you are, if you're having still problems with that. And again, if you are enrolling and stuff at your workplace, we can help shed some light on various things. And we even have diagnostic tools, as a matter of fact, that help us to see what kinds of things are in some of those investment choices that you have inside of your retirement plan options at your workplace. How much oil and gas industry do you have in some of those things? And do you want to be on that rocket ride? Some of you may not want to be. So again, there are a lot of different choices, and we help you with kind of deciphering what's going on. Somebody did ask me, by the way, Jamie, the other day, what is the new limit on how much you can individually as an employee put into your 401k or 403b plan for 2015. Some of you also have something called a 457 plan, which is a little bit more of an executive arm of 401ks, for instance. But it was $17,500 last year. This year, you can put in up to $18,000. It's what we call a deferral from your salary. And it can be either Roth or traditional pre-tax deferrals from your salary. But the new limit for this year is $18,000. If you are age 50 or over, the new catch-up contribution limit is $6,000. So if you're 50 or over, you got all the way up to $24,000 that you can put in your 401k, 403b, or 457 type of plan.
Well, one of the questions that I get regarding that, Tony, all the time has to do with the fact that normally speaking with my 401k plan or my 403b, that's done on a payroll deduction basis.
Mm-hmm.
So even though my limit is, if I'm over 50, $24,000, if I'm only putting in $100 every couple of weeks or twice a month, can I change that?
Usually you can, but you need to do it now. Because, look, this is a payroll annual deferral type of setup, so you can't just suddenly rush over in March of next year and backtrack those contributions. So, again, you know, it's between now and December 31. This even goes for those of you, for the most part, who have small business plans, that is you and maybe a spouse, the owner-only 401k plans, for instance. Yes, you get a little bit of fudge factor in there for when the check gets in, but if you're wanting to have things count for you as an employee of your company making a contribution, you have to get within certain limits. If you've got questions on that, I can help you more specifically. For most of us, though, you got to get that last chunk in by the time you hit December 31.
Well, one of the things you need to think about, too, is if you're an employee of a company, for payroll purposes, sometimes they don't like you to change things.
Usually you can do it every quarter, so this means now. And if you want to get that worked in to your deductions from your paycheck, you need to get with your human resources department accountant that runs things for your company, whatever it is. Get with your boss, whatever, and say, look, I want to stick some more in between now and the end of the year. And they can generally do that for you. But if you wait until like the 1st of December or something, your chances are much slimmer. So think about it now and see if you can get that done. Because that's going to help you on your bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason that you think about those types of things is if you have the capability and you would like to set more money aside, of course, remember that the money goes in pre-tax, so it saves you tax-wise, and you can afford to put more money aside, and the payroll department will allow you to do it, to make those changes, you need to think about doing something like that to get up to that higher number. Now, for self-employed individuals with 401k plans,
right,
they have the capability to do that a lot more quickly because you're self-employed.
Well, yeah, and I have a lot of folks who have smaller law firms, medical practices, those
right,
kind of things, mom-and-pop stores and different enterprises. So, again, your rules can be a little bit different and bent in certain ways. So if you have those kinds of things, give me a call and I can help you through that, because we want you to get every possible break you can. And by the way, for employers, those of you who have small business plans for you and you, or you and a spouse, again, some of this is a little bit different as far as what your match can be. Did you know you can match yourself from your company? Yeah. That is a deductible item for your company. So, boy, you get, you know, some really nice tax advantages, and you get to save money towards your retirement. So, kind of a win-win there. Did have somebody who asked me, too, about owners. We're talking about owners here, highly compensated or key employees. All right. So if you are a key employee, then it would be for owners, you have to own more than 5% of your business. And there's some rule changes that happen with that. It's still at 5%, by the way. Somebody asked me, well, I thought they thought it had gone to like 8% or 10%. It's still at 5%. So those of you listening who have those small businesses, just know that that rule is still the same. Let's talk a little bit about the farmer and rancher thing and start that a little bit, Jamie, before we go to this break. Any of you have those kind of things in the family? If you have a working enterprise as a farm or ranch operation, or even a little bit smaller operation than that, you know, you need to be listening up for this, because a lot of us are not thinking this way, and we need to be.
Well, if you have a farm or a ranch, that is a business, and you need to do some type of succession planning for what's going to happen to that business when you're not around anymore.
So if you've got cows, agricultural crops, et cetera, timber, whatever it is, and you don't have anyone in your family who wants to take that over, there are some other options, but you need to be thinking about all this stuff now.
Well, that's what we're finding more and more, and the article that we looked at talked about the fact that what families are facing, especially for family-owned farms and ranches, is that many times the children do not like that lifestyle. They want to go, they want to look at other opportunities in different mm-hmm. industries, mm-hmm. whatever it happens to be. And so what you have to think about is a family-owned business is what's going to happen to that family-owned business when you're not there anymore, because it ends up being worth quite a bit of money, and there's a lot of planning that needs to go on when it comes to succession planning. And as the article points out, most preponderance of farms and ranches now are being owned or run by people who are 50 or older, which means that they are approaching retirement age. So you have to start thinking about what's going to happen to this business when I'm not here. One of the things to think about is the fact that if none of your children are interested in taking over that business, one of the things that many people consider is, well, I have a neighbor who's interested in buying it. What's interesting about that is that a good thing for the community?
Mm-hmm.
For the community, what that means is there's one less family contributing to the economy. So that's not necessarily a good thing for the community. Now, as far as productivity for the community, that may be okay, because the farm and ranch still may be productive. But what you'd like to see is, you don't like to see towns die. And so what you would, it would be preferable for the community to have new people coming in who are interested in that type of lifestyle, the farming and ranching lifestyle and that type of business, come in and purchase that business from the current owners. For the community, many times that's a better situation for the whole community to have new people coming in and new people contributing, and that way the community keeps growing rather than shrinking.
So there are a number, though, obviously, of estate planning issues.
There are.
Involved in this, and we'll talk about a couple of those when we come back from this break. Again, if you have questions in between, hey, we're going to play some commercials right now. Craig Montana's got our music piped up, ready to go into the commercial break. So if you've got questions in the interim, want some thoughts, want some guidance, great. Here is our number. You can call and talk to us right on the phone. Your voice will not be heard by anyone but us. So here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Tony Navarre, Jamie Keys, and, of course, Craig Montana. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
Puppy dogs and cattails. Most unique, you see. We have the very first ARF gallery. With treats for your eyes, make a wish. Dream a dream. We're sure you'll find something for your home or your team. We're not just a pet store. We're really much more. So take a stroll through. There's so much to explore. Bring Fido along. He's welcome, too. This time, though, it'll be about you. That doesn't mean there's no treat or a ball. Just equal pleasure for you and the dog.
Puppy Dogs and Cattails, 204 East Alamo in Brenham. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This year's Value Bonanza at Washington County Tractor of Brenham, Navasota, Bryan, and Sealy, just for buying select New Holland tractors and equipment. And Value Bonanza savings continue with 0% financing or cash back in lieu of financing. But don't wait. The New Holland Value Bonanza ends on November 30th. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Navasota, Bryan, and Sealy today to discover more smart ways to save. For commercial use only, 0% financing offer subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital approval. CNH Industrial Capital standard terms and conditions apply. Down payment may be required. Certain other restrictions may apply. Offer ends November 30th, 2015. See your participating New Holland dealer.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on all 2015 Toyota Camrys. Whether you're looking for the classic LE, the sporty XSE, or the luxurious XLE, we have them all. Even the fuel-efficient hybrid Camry with 43 mpgs. Plus, don't forget about ToyotaCare, a 2-year, 25,000-mile complimentary scheduled maintenance package, including oil changes, tire rotations, and more. Get 0% APR for 72 months on all 2015 Toyota Camrys. Whether you're looking for the classic LE, the sporty XSE, or the luxurious XLE, we have them all. Come see us at your local regular Toyota dealership. Toyota. Let's go places.
Lazy Boys are on sale at Schleider Furniture in Brenham. We have over 100 different recliners, chairs, sleepers, and sofas in stock at unbeatable prices. Genuine Lazy Boy recliners start as low as $349. Schleider's has the best selection of Lazy Boy in the area, including power recliners and power lift recliners. Order a custom Lazy Boy in your choice of fabric. We make it easy. Buy Lazy Boy Schleiders with confidence because of our factory-trained technicians with our 40 years of experience. Free delivery to 50 miles on purchases of $500. Lazy Boys are on sale at Schleider Furniture in Brenham. We have over 100 different recliners, chairs, sleepers, and sofas in stock at unbeatable prices. Great selection of genuine Lazy Boy recliners, chairs, sleepers, and sofas, unbeatable prices, and superior service only at Schleider Furniture in Brenham.
Schleider Furniture Company, with quality furniture and Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
Winning. It's what we do.
A catch. It is a touchdown, Texas A&M. Ricky Seals-Jones.
Or be hit.
He is under some pressure. He just got sacked.
Hear all of the hard-hitting action every weekend right here on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
Saturday, the Aggies host the Crimson Tide of Alabama. Kickoff at Kyle Field, 2:30. 1:30 pregame. On your voice for the Aggies, KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Let me give you the office number again. Those of you who would like to come by, check through some things while you're in the midst of signing up for stuff at work. What does all this stuff mean? Do you need this type of insurance policy they're offering or not? What about life insurance? how much should you get? If you can get it through your employer, what about some of the health care plans that you may be getting involved in or have the opportunity to sign up for? Or your 401k, 403b, simple IRA, whatever it is, at work. How does that work? And what about your participation in it? Should you up it? Keep it the same? All these other questions. Glad to help you. Free review. Just bring your stuff from your employer so we can help you out a little bit. Or if you have anything else that you're thinking about, including farm and ranch succession planning, which Jamie's going to hit again here. Here is our number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Just call up and talk to Sharon and say, you know what, been listening, and I need to finally come in there and take charge of things, and I want some other opinions, maybe a second opinion on something you're doing. By the way, I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner. Craig Montana here in the studio running it for us, and of course my colleague, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. And Jamie, before the break, we were talking a little bit about making plans for your farm or ranch. If you got a business going there, what are you going to do with that when you're no longer around? Succession planning issues.
Succession planning for farms and ranches is a critical issue for the families involved, for the individuals involved, for the communities involved. So there's a lot of things to think about when it comes to succession planning for farms and ranches. One of the common responses we get to is, well, I'm just going to work till the day I die. Well, that's fine. Go ahead and work until the day you die. But the fact of the matter is that when you are gone, somebody still is going to have to take over that farm and that ranch. And one of the things that you can't pass on when you're not around anymore is the knowledge that you've accumulated over all of those years mm-hmm. of how to run that particular business. Farming and ranching requires a lot of knowledge. The management of that business, just like any other business, is really important. So it would be preferable, rather than just saying, well, I'll just do it till I die, and then what happens after that is what's going to happen. A better plan would be to try and find somebody to take over that business before that time and kind of work them into how you make decisions, how you run that business, how you handle that livestock, how you handle the crops with the rotations that you do,
how you order supplies, and all that
equipment,
stuff.
All the mm-hmm. things that are involved with farming and ranching. The person who takes over that business has to accumulate some of that knowledge. Now you could say, well, I can avoid having to transfer that knowledge by simply selling to my neighbor who can take it over. But again, that's not necessarily the best thing for the community. You'd like to have new blood come in, keep the community growing rather than dwindling. Then, of course, the other issues that are involved is, well, what happens if you become incapacitated? Farming and ranching is strenuous work.
Those of you who do it know that. Yeah.
And as we get older, our ability to handle that strenuous work becomes less and less, and the more likelihood of something happening where we're unable to continue that strenuous work becomes more critical. And what's interesting about farming and ranching is generally you're land rich but cash poor. And so when you become incapacitated for whatever reasons, whether you're disabled or whether you reach like half of the population, that point where mentally you're just not there anymore, where is the money going to come from to pay for that type of stuff? And so not only with succession planning, you have to think about all of those other issues that we've talked about, you know, over the past years about all of wills and powers of attorney, financials, power of attorney, medical directives, all of the things that are involved. You have to think about those things also and how you're going to pay for them. So long-term care planning is one of the issues that you need to think about. And then on top of that, because generally it is land rich, cash poor, is property's worth a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you have to think about, normally estate taxes aren't an issue for a family, and the estate tax numbers are high now. You know, it's over $5 million for an individual. But with large cattle or ranching and farming properties, you can hit that number pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so What happens is, if you're cash poor, how are you going to pay the estate taxes? Well, what happens, generally speaking, what we see happen is you end up having to sell off and split up that farm or ranch in order to pay those estate taxes. And that's not a good situation either. And there are ways to avoid that. So what we're saying is you need to just do some planning.
Mm-hmm. And for heaven's sakes, if you don't have a will or a succession plan of some sort, combination usually of those things, please come by, see us at the office. We'll let you know kind of an outline, even if you want that, as to, okay, here are some thoughts, here are some possibilities. And now when you go to see an estate planning attorney, maybe the ancillary people to that, like maybe a CPA, if you, I'm assuming you have one, but a lot of times planning things together, which is one of the things we do as financial planners, is we help you coordinate things between everybody so you can get something that's realistic put in place for everybody. And you know what? The kids are going to really be happy that you did this.
Well, that's where I was going
oh,
next.
Oh, man, because otherwise it's a mess.
If you want to hold families together, planning becomes even more important. We see these situations where one member of the family may be interested in continuing doing farming and ranching, but the rest of the family is not. So the rest of the family has a stake, obviously, in that family business. How are they going to be compensated?
Mm-hmm.
If something happens to you, who's going to make the decisions about how you're going to be treated? There are a lot of decisions that go into this that if you do the proper planning, siblings aren't going to be fighting.
Yeah, and that's a biggie, because when you do have a bunch of acreage and you got physical things like livestock and equipment and all of that, you know, how do you compensate the kids that don't want any of that stuff? How do you equalize things so people are not arguing and fighting over things? There's even a couple of methods that the IRS lets you use for discounting the value of some of that property if it's an ongoing farm and ranch operation. So again, you know, please get something done. Even if you don't have, you know, some big agricultural enterprise going, even if you just have a place that's been in the family for years, all right, and maybe you're just doing a few cows and maybe a little bit of hay, but it's not like some big conglomerate going on there with a huge operation. Even so, there are ways to keep everybody in the family happier when you're no longer around. Those who want to get portions of land, they can get that. How do you make things equal so nobody gets their feelings hurt, et cetera, et cetera? So it's all divvied up, value for value. There are ways to get this done. It doesn't have to be real costly. But again, it will be super costly if you don't plan it ahead.
And not planning is always more costly, not only financially, but to families. Those of you who have been doing this for a long time, I'm sure have had experience where you've seen families that don't speak to each other anymore simply because the proper planning wasn't done ahead of time. So everybody knew what was going to happen when it came time for the succession to occur. So do the proper planning. It'll help the family. It'll help the community. It'll help the property that you care about so much, because that's what we see too, is when you work the land becomes part of you and it's important to you. So do the proper planning so that everything goes smoothly when you're not around anymore.
Yeah, and don't forget, we still have the worksheets, by the way, at our office. You're welcome to have them. One of them in particular might be useful, which is things to consider and items to gather and documents to get together before you're going to go see an attorney to get some documents drawn up, like your will and your directive to physicians and powers of attorney, those kind of things that we all should be doing something with. A lot of us don't, but we got an easy sheet with a lot of topics on it that can really help you at least get some of these things gathered before you go in to speak with an attorney.
And the other thing about that is maybe there'll be a little bit of conflict trying to decide things while you're still alive, but at least the conflict occurs while you can still talk to each other.
There you go.
As opposed to being gone.
Glad to help you out, though. Here's our number at our office. Again, do take advantage of the opportunity to go through some of these things and get things together, and this simplifies it for you. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right. On another subject, let's talk about this when we come back from the break, Jamie. Going back to work after you retire, all right, does change things, changes some of the rules for you, and we're going to fill you in on some of that, right, Jamie?
Yeah, we can talk about that, and we also talk about flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts. Mm-hmm. A lot of things to cover. We're coming up on the last segment, but if you have a question, you should give us a call.
Here's our number to call us right now. In private on the good old phone while the commercials are playing, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health primary care clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
When it comes to something as important as your fresh water source, rely on the best. Rely on Washington County Water Well Drilling. Call Thomas Bilski at 836-6189, the professional who can answer all your questions. Washington County Water Well Drilling offers complete water well drilling service and specializes in screens and gravel packing for new residential and commercial wells and repairs on existing wells. Call for your free estimate, 836-6189. Washington County Water Well Drilling, state licensed and liability insured.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, "Go team!"
Hi, this is Randy Wells.
And this is John Hill.
And we would like to invite you to the Faith Mission Candlelit Christmas Gala, Thursday, November 5th at 5:30 p.m., Silver Wings Ballroom.
Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham are excited to be a corporate sponsor for this event as a community celebrates 30 years of service by Faith Mission.
If you would like to be a corporate sponsor, purchase a ticket or a table, call us at 979-830-1488.
We look forward to seeing you on November 5th at Silver Wings.
Dr. Tara Johnson at Signature Hearing and Balance has been treating pediatric and adult patients for over 20 years with full-service hearing and balance evaluations. Ask about the next generation of hearing aids, their 30-day trial period, and on-site service on all major hearing aid brands, plus vertigo treatments to improve your balance. Signature Hearing and Balance is located at 1905 South Market in Brenham, at St. Mark's Place in LaGrange, and at 208 East Highway 90A in Richmond. Make an appointment by calling Signature Hearing and Balance at 979-250-1255.
Las Fuentes Mexican Restaurant is a little taste of Mexico in Texas. They offer a full menu with all your favorite entrees, plus daily lunch specials from 11 to 3 with free chili con queso. Kids 12 and under eat for only $2.99 on Thursdays from 5 to closing and all day on Sundays. Las Fuentes has an indoor playground, an outdoor patio, and a party room for large parties. It's the perfect place for your get-together. Las Fuentes Mexican Restaurant, 201 Highway 290 East in Brenham. Open 7 days a week with karaoke on Thursdays.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving.
swimming with sharks, your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham, now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover teammates from Neal Financial Group. Let me give you our phone number again for the office. Do give us a call if you're looking at different benefits and stuff at your workplace. What should you sign up for? How do things work? Glad to help you with those decisions. And if you got other questions or you need a second opinion on something that you're doing financially, do a lot of that too. So here's our number. Schedule that free review, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner, joined in the studio by Craig Montana, running all the control board, and my colleague Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant. And Jamie, I know you do a lot of work with healthcare plans and flexible spending account types of things with employer groups. Let's talk a little bit about those flexible account things, the FSA.
Well, the FSA is a flexible spending account. It's interesting that we're going to talk about flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts. The wording itself kind of gives you a clue as to how each of them is intended. A flexible spending account, what that means is the money in that account is meant to be spent.
Oh.
It's a flexible spending account. And what you do is every year you allocate a certain amount of money to go into your flexible spending account, and you can use that for healthcare expenses during the year, and you get to pay for your healthcare expenses with tax-free money.
So it can be deductibles, co-pays, eyeglasses,
dental, mm-hmm. dental work. Depends on the flexible spending account. I've seen flexible spending accounts that allow you to pay for child care.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things involved with flexible spending accounts, and so what you need to do, like prescriptions. You need to each year decide, I'm going to set this much money aside because I can pay for it with tax-free dollars, which can save you anywhere from 10 to 30% over paying for it with after-tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife had asked me, she's always concerned that we're not going to spend it. Somehow we always end up spending it.
Yep.
Because those are things that you're going to have during the year.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to the doctor. You're going to, you know, at our age, you're going to have prescription drug costs. You're going to go to the dentist. So this time of year, what happens is you need to start taking a look at your flexible spending account. You're approaching the end of the year. December 31st will be here before you know it. Take a look at your flexible spending account and see if there's money in there that needs to be spent. Because generally speaking, flexible spending accounts are a use-it-or-lose-it type of proposition. There is some carryover now that they've changed them a little bit going into January, but you're really the best thing to do is go ahead and spend it by the end of the year. You're going to start hearing advertising on radio and TV all the medical community saying, pay for this with a 10% discount or 30%. Well, what they're meaning is you should pay for it with those tax-free dollars, using your flexible spending account to pay for those types of procedures. You hear a lot of it when it comes to, like, eye surgery, the LASIKs.
Mm-hmm.
Dentists will start talking about all the things that you need to get done before the end of the year. So the wise thing to do is, if you have a flexible spending account through your employer, you need to, this time of year, go start taking a look at it. And maybe you've put off going to the dentist. Maybe you've put off having that eye exam done. Whatever it happens to be, go ahead and spend that money that's in your flexible spending account, because that's what it's intended for. So it's a good time to review that. That's different than a health savings account. A health savings account is only available to those people who have, through their employer, have what's called a qualified high deductible health plan. When you have a qualified high deductible health plan, you're allowed to set money aside pre-tax Any interest that you earn inside of it accumulates tax deferred, and then you can use the money to pay for medical expenses come out of the account tax free. You can have a flexible spending account and a health savings account, but they're two different animals. A health savings account, any money that you don't use just accumulates.
Yeah, you don't use it or lose it on that one.
It's your money. It's your money, and it accumulates tax deferred from year to year to year. And so it's a great opportunity. I like to call them medical IRAs. I don't know why they didn't call them that to begin with. Mm-hmm. But they're health savings accounts, and the money accumulates, goes in pre-tax, accumulates tax deferred, and then when you want to pay for medical expenses, it comes out tax-free. That's really great for those of you who are approaching retirement who have health savings accounts, because now you've got this accumulation of money inside of a tax-deferred vehicle where you've been earning interest all of these years. Now you've got this money to pay for those health care expenses on a tax-free basis. So there's a difference between a flexible spending account. That's money that's intended to be spent in the year that it's available. Health savings accounts are an accumulation vehicle that you can use to pay for health care expenses with tax-free dollars down the road or currently if you don't have a flexible spending account available to you at work. So they're great vehicles. Take a look at them. We are approaching that time of year where you need to take a look and say, with the flexible spending account, should I spend it? And then at the beginning of the year, you're going to have to make decisions, again, as to how much money you want to go into these different vehicles. All decisions you have to make, I know we're coming up. That sounds like a lot to do, but it's really important financially to make the correct choices.
So, again, I know they're handing you a lot of worksheets and information, employee handbooks, all kinds of stuff right now going on at your workplace. It is sometimes confusing because there are a lot of choices about how things work. Are they the right thing for you? How do you make those decisions? And, again, you know, health savings accounts, for instance, are not right for everybody. How do you make those decisions? Who is it best suited for? Is it best for you? So glad to help you with any of those issues, anything to do with you and your money. Glad to help you at the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Here's our number again at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And when we come back and visit with you on the radio on Monday, we're going to talk about some of the changes that happen if you go back to work after retirement.
Yeah, that's going to be coming up Monday, so stay tuned.
All righty. See you then.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.